say testing?
Okay, we're off.
Okay, well, what we could do is go through like the first section of this and see how it goes.
You need to ask her.
I need to ask you. And that way everyone can get used to the microphone. And then what we do is it's three parts, book reading, and then I'm going to ask Danielle to tell me some stuff about school or birthday parties and stuff like that.
Maybe
and,
the aquarium when we went to the aquarium.
Ooh. And then a toy play session. And if she doesn't feel like talking tonight, we can come back some other time to do that. But, okay.
She's sort of suspicious, I think, at this point.
Get a lot of attention at school today?
Yeah. Yeah. Teacher, they said, yeah, they were all over you today. She enjoyed it, though. She said she loved it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Nice to feel special, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. First thing I'm going to ask you is about, oops.
That's
my okay, mind. Yeah. We'll put it on hold. You played at school? Sounds pretty nice. Okay, was Danielle a full-time baby?
Yeah.
And did you come home from the hospital together? Or?
Yeah.
So no complications. No. How old was she when she first crawled?
Oh, now you're testing me. She was really? Over a year old because she was really a nervous type of a walker, and she was just not sure about the whole thing. So it was maybe when she was like 12 or 13 months.
And when she was toilet trained?
About 15 minutes.
And has she had any major medical problems? Do you remember what her first words were?
Dad, it's
yeah. And about how old was she when she started?
She might have been 5 or 6 months
old. And now
she's one of those kids that. She wouldn't talk for a long time, and then when she talked,
she did,
everything. Yeah, she could talk, but she wouldn't. She just waited until she had.
Until she had something to say.
Yeah, it's just amazing the things she said.
Yeah, you like that, don't you? Okay, we're gonna go. This is the most detailed part. We can get that over with and go on to the book reading. How's that? What kind of things does she like to play with?
She loves to draw. That's the first thing on the list. She can do that for hours and not get bored with it.
That's nice. Keeps her quiet.
Yeah, she loves that.
Okay, does she usually do that by herself or with somebody?
It doesn't matter. She's free to do that.
And does she do that here? Where in the house?
Right here.
Any others that she has a real, really likes?
She loves books. She got, most of my friends gave her books. That's how much she likes books.
Oh, really?
For Christmas and birthdays, they get her books because they know the thing with her and books. She got 6 books from one of my friends for Christmas, and she cherishes those books.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. Huh?
We gave you all those books, right? Because we didn't know you love books.
Does she usually read by herself or with you? Or?
Those two, it's funny. They exchange stories. One will read a story and then the other one will.
That's nice. And out here or in their rooms?
In their rooms and out here.
I'm going to go through a list. This is what I said about the list. And you can tell me whether Danielle likes these toys a lot, a little, or not at all. And also, who she plays with, what she plays with them, and where. Puzzles?
Boys like puzzles. They like puzzles, but it seems like they get bored with them, so I'll say a little.
Okay. And by yourself?
Those two are inseparable.
Does she play out here? Or?
In the room mostly, because I try to confine all the toys in there.
Okay. building toys, like Legos or blocks?
They love Legos. They love Legos.
Crayons or paints?
A lot.
Outdoor toys like bikes and skates?
They have skates. My husband made a mistake buying the skates for Christmas. I think they're for the house, because I mean, due to the setup, I don't think it's a good idea to let them go out and get killed by cars. And I don't think it's a good idea to skate in the house, because my son fell and hit his head on the floor. And so they like skates, but I kind of like remove them because they're not doing anything good. But outdoor things like, he can ride a bike, and he likes bikes, he loves bikes. And Dee, she had a big wheel, but we got rid of it recently because we think she's ready for a regular bike.
Oh, really? Training wheels, huh? Okay, and we know she likes books a lot. Playhouse things like dolls and kitchens, things like that.
She has one of those Cabbage Patch preemies that she had since she was like 6 months old, and she's still pretty attached to it. But other dolls,
no. So little. Pencils or pens, we know, yeah.
Definitely.
Action toys, like toy cars or trucks or G.I. Joes or anything like that.
We're not talking about him, so her, she likes cars. She does. Yeah, they play with cars every morning before they go to school.
Okay. Musical instruments like records or tapes.
Or Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Okay, and anything that we didn't mention that we're good?
I think that's pretty much covers it up.
Okay, if you had a half an hour and wanted to do something special with Danielle,
she's a park fanatic. She loves going to the playground. And she loves to go out to eat. It's like, she does. It's pretty amazing, because if you ask her what she wants to eat, like, go and get a burger or something, yeah. And they say, well, do you want to go to a restaurant? Yeah, mommy, let's go to a restaurant and eat. Between the park and a restaurant, I probably would go to a restaurant and take her out to eat. She loves that. She likes being around people. She asked me, what are you guys going to eat over when you came? She said, oh, if they're hungry, you'll have to give them something to eat.
We appreciate that, Danny.
She said, okay, we'll wait and see, mommy.
I, of course, stuffed myself already. So.
But that's probably what I do, because, I mean, anything else, she, you know, it doesn't really excite her as much. She'll say, yeah, she'll go along with it, but if you want to see enthusiasm, ask her if she wants to go out.
Okay. How active do you think she is?
Or the circus.
Oh.
The circus. She just did the circus. Which do you like better, going out to eat or the circus? The apple circus. Which one do you?
The apple circus.
It's a new circus. It's down by the waterfront. It's going to be there up until June 7th. And we stopped there briefly, but we didn't really go inside. We were on our way to the aquarium. And I promised her she loved the circus and then the Barnum and Bailey. But she saw the apple circus and absolutely said, that's it. You have to find a way.
Is it like a carnival?
Yeah. It looks like a mini circus.
I want to go. I am a carnival queen.
Well, I think this is an attraction because the way it's all set up, and it looks like a real authentic circus, but it's just smaller.
Oh, that's great.
And I think we'll probably go this weekend.
And it's your apple cart, huh?
Yeah, she really loves that.
How active do you think Danielle is in comparison to other children her age?
I think she's more a mental kid than a physical kid. She likes to involve herself in more things that are more mentally stimulating, I think. Because, I mean, although she does like going to the park and playing, but with when him and my niece get together, like, they're really rough and tough. She's 6, he's 5, she's 3. And they get more out of it. She won't even try to compete. She'll say, they're going to go through all this rough stuff. I'd rather just get one of my books and, you know, she'll find her own little book. I said, why don't you go and play with them? No, I'll read my story or I'll, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's social and she likes activity, but when you really see her functioning, she's either drawing, writing, her, she can write her D as a name, D-E-E. She really is very proud of that. And she gets more out of doing stuff like that. I think that's more comfortable for her than just racing around and doing stuff, even though she likes to play. I think I see more of her doing other things like that. Than,
So, you think she's pretty independent?
She's a very mature 3. I mean, see, she's absorbing all this stuff now. That's why she's not talking. She's not a yakety-yak kid until she makes up her mind about the whole situation. And then she'll break it down and say, why did they do this, Mommy? Were they going to? And she'll try to analyze the whole thing.
Yeah.
See, now she won't say anything. She's just observing the whole thing.
So I'm observing you, you're observing me, right? It's a trade-off, huh? Do you think that's good?
Yeah, sometimes I'd like her to talk more than she does, but I don't know, I guess when it's a new situation, she'd rather figure it out for herself first and then she decides, but when it's brand new to her, she'd rather figure it out first and then decide what she wants to do. But she really has a very good vocabulary. I mean, she says things that surprise me sometimes. It tells me that she really is thinking. And she really does pay attention to details.
She certainly is.
She will. Like, she might say, Mommy, when they came, this one was wearing shoes while the other one was wearing sneakers, or, you know, things that I wouldn't even
notice.
You know, and she'll say, and they didn't wear jackets, so it might not have been cold out. Or she'll point out little detailed things that I know that she's really paying attention to things. And I'll say, yeah, come to think of it, you were right.
So you're usually right?
She's usually right. She's pretty smart. I'm pretty proud of her because she really is a pretty smart kid. Her teacher says that Danielle is extremely bright. She can see Danielle doing anything in life. When you walk alone, she can see Danielle.
It's nice.
The next group is about child care. So, sort of led right into it. She spends time in daycare, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how many hours a week?
Well, I usually leave her there about 9 o'clock. I don't have to be at work till 9:30, and I work right in Harvard Square. So she's usually there from 9 till about 5, 8 hours.
Where in Harvard Square?
At the optical department at the pool.
Because you look real familiar.
Really?
I just got a pair of glasses there, so probably.
Did you really?
I was thinking, I know I've seen her somewhere.
Amazing. And I'm looking at the glasses, I'm like, oh, I think we carry those.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were a bargain, too. Yeah. And so, what time is she there till 5?
Yeah, and I don't get off till 6, so my mother picks her up. And then I get them at like 6:30.
6:30?
You see why I'm home so late, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I stop and go shopping, and by that time it's...
Yeah, in the evening, God. Yeah. Let's see, so you also, she spends evenings also with your mom? Most evenings?
About an hour. An
hour and a half. And is that at your mom's house?
Mm-hmm. That's right beside the daycare. It's really convenient. That's why she picks her. It's right there in the same
nice
complex.
Let's see. Do you take care of her most of the time when she's not in daycare?
All of the time when she's not in daycare.
Okay, and what's her teacher's name?
Pat.
What's Pat's last name? Did you know?
And have you talked to her?
Yeah, I talked to her today. And she told me you did really well with Stephanie Bailey.
And she said that, has she said what she does best at in daycare?
Drawing. She loves to draw. And she loves to read stories to the kids. She'll sort of do her own narration of what she thinks the story is about. And she loves songs. She likes to sing.
Multi-talented.
Yep, mommy's pretty proud of her.
And did she tell you that she was having any difficulty?
Yeah. Well, we're not sure what it is yet because she doesn't talk and let them know sometimes. I seem to think that it's a thing where I don't know if it's she's looking for attention, but the things that she does, it's sort of an attention-getting type of situation where she'll come over and she'll like wipe off the table. The kids are coloring or painting. And she'll just clear off the whole table. And it's usually at a time when the teacher's not right there. And the teacher will come back and say, gee, who did that? And Danielle said, gee, I did it. I mean, she won't deny it. And she won't keep quiet. She'll admit that she did it. And I think, see, she won't tell me why she's doing this. And I think it's an attention-getting thing. See, I'm just going to be working probably until September, and then I'm going to go back to school because I'm starting to feel that it's a matter of not spending. See, on weekends, they're my weekends. I take them somewhere interesting every weekend because during the week, it's dinner, and then speaking of dinner, excuse me. It's usually dinner, and then one of the kids shows on TV in bedtime, so it's pretty crummy, and I know it is, but I have to work, and you know, it's a tight schedule, but in September things will be different. I'm going to go to school part-time, because when I was working part-time before, she wasn't doing this. She's been in there almost a year, and it's only the last few months since I started working full-time that I'm noticing that they're having problems with her, so.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking. Because she loves the weekends, and then Monday she's like, I don't want to be in school. I had a great weekend, and I don't want to be here. So.
Which is feeling.
Yeah, you know,
people have on Mondays.
Exactly. You know, and especially this weekend where we had a nice long weekend. She really, we went to the aquarium, went to the annual hall, we had a picnic, we went boating. We had a fabulous weekend. He was driving the boat. We were on a private boat.
Really?
He was the captain.
You drove the boat?
Around Boston Harbor. A friend let him do it. And it was just a fabulous weekend. And then on Monday, I had to leave work early because she was impossible. She just said, and on Tuesday, the teacher said, what, did anything happen over the weekend? Danielle's really upset. I'm saying that's why she had a really good weekend.
Yeah.
And she, you know, then she figured, oh, it's back here again and everything's going to be so
the same and boring. Yeah.
She kind of resents it and I feel guilty because, you know, it's tough being a mother. You can't be in the same place with your kids when you get to work. And,
yeah, my mom had to work at night and it was the same thing.
You do. I can put myself in her position and understand exactly how she would feel. I never have problems with her at home. I mean, they tell me she does all kind of things that I've never seen her do when I'm a mother. And I never have any. If I tell her to do something, I don't have to write her. She's a good kid.
Yeah.
But at school, so, I mean, I've been dealing with that for the last few weeks. I have an appointment at the Cambridge Guidance Center because she won't talk to them. She won't explain. So they're just puzzled. They don't know. And I have to sort of communicate with them to let them know what I think. Because I don't have any problems with her at all. She was so good yesterday. I was saying, boy, Danielle, you're so helpful. She cleaned off the table. We had dinner and she cleaned up and she helped me. And she was so cooperative. I didn't even ask her. She was just helping me. I said, see how good you are. But meanwhile, I'm getting all these bad reports and it just seems so ironic. So I figure.
And she might by the end of the summer start to have a lot of pictures.
Well, they're sort of at the point. Can y'all sit up, honey? They're at the point where they said it's really disruptive, you know, and it's getting to the point where something really has to be done, or else they can't keep her there anymore. So, and I feel bad because she's like Pat said, she's really bright. It's just that she has that frustration and she's not dealing with it too well.
You aren't gonna cause that much trouble in your house.
Do ya? Yeah?
You were good today, weren't you?
Pat said you were.
Hmm? Yeah.
She loved the tape recorder in the pink backpack. She said, Gee, mommy, it matched today. Matched. I was wearing was matching.
Lucky you, huh?
Yeah, with the tape inside.
They must have thought of it special.
Just
probably
for you.
New.
It was real cute. I've never seen a backpack that small. What should I see now?
Let's see. We're almost through with this part. I'm going to read some questions about reasons people say they send their children to daycare. And I'd like you to tell me whether you agree with them strongly, not strongly. I need to go to work. I need to work, and this is the only way I have time to go.
I agree strongly.
I think it's important for Danielle to learn to get along with other children, and school is a good place to start.
I agree. I won't say strongly because I think everything from A to Z starts at home. You have to, you know, these two are so close in age, they're about a year apart. They have to respect each other. She has her toys. You know, it starts there. I mean, if she didn't have a brother or a sibling, whatever, then it would start at school because I guess it would unless I had my nephews come over all the time. But I still sort of think it starts at home where they sort of have to realize that everybody needs the respect in their own space. So I won't just say ignore it at home, just place everything at school and expect everything to develop at school. So,
yeah,
I agree, but.
I think that they do a good job of teaching children, and I want Danielle to be able to.
I do, but I don't know. Some of the, I spent a few days there just observing how they manage the children, how they manage the time, and so forth. Some of the problems that come up, I appreciate the way they look into it, but sometimes I think they solve problems too long. They sort of go through like the textbook way of dealing with things, and some things are so simple. I mean, I had a director call me at work, and there was a problem that she thought was like 550,000 times. And you know, I sort of resented it because I had to leave, and I mean, I'm not trained in any kind of special education or childhood education or anything like that. She has children, so, and plus she has the training, and I guess I sort of expected her to get to it better than she did because she blew it way out of proportion, and she did it a couple of times. I mean, I think their teaching program is good. They have animals there. They take the kids on trips and stuff. I think they're in a good program, or else I wouldn't want to keep them. But some of the problem-solving stuff, I don't really think they... She panics quickly.
Yeah.
Before she just, you know what I'm saying? And being a mother herself and a specialist, I would just expect her to know these tricky little things, you know, to try to resolve it.
Yeah. Are her kids in daycare?
Her kids are past that point now. I'm sure at one point she had.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hey! Sorry. You did that on purpose, didn't you? You thought that
purpose.
Was funny, didn't you?
I'm not
going to
do that on purpose.
Okay, I forgive you. Careful, honey, because she got that glass there. You might spill it.
And the last one is, I have more energy and enjoy spending time with Danielle more when I haven't been taking care of her a bit.
When I haven't been? I do when I have been. Because, yeah. Like on set, I love weekends with them. See, at the end of the day during the week, I'm tired.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel like answering all these questions, and you know, I'm just tired. I want to get dinner ready. And you know, but on Saturday mornings, I'm relaxed. Wake up. I'm not on a time deadline. I don't have to be somewhere, and I enjoy that a lot.
Makes sense. Okay, so why don't we stop there and see how things go, and if there's we can like either finish up a little more tonight, or we can do the rest over the phone in bits and bobs. So now, the two main things. There's books.
That's a fun looking bag.
Isn't it great? It's our like Santa bag. It's funny, around December when we go out with these, it was like,
are you delivering
I was getting
toys?
These comics.
Hey, we have that book.
You have this book already?
What's it called?
The Little Shine Caterpillar.
Yeah.
You have that book.
Have you read it before?
Yeah.
Do you
have? You have it though?
We have it in school.
Oh, really? Are you at the same school your sister's at?
Mm-hmm. There's two rooms. There's a toddler room and then there's the older kids.
That's great.
So they go together. Oh, that is nice.
Stop jumping.
Except that
the
in couch. September he's not going to be there. He's going to regular school. And she's going to be in the classroom here.
Oh, so you're going to graduate, huh?
Move on.
And you're going to graduate too. Oh, this is a good year. Big year, huh?
Changes, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what we ask is that you read that one. And then we have another one called Cat and Dog, or else one of your own, to her. And
hey,
do you want this one, do you want one of your books? Decisions, decisions. Come on, which one? This one?
The Big Moon.
That one and one of yours?
The Big Moon.
Do you want to go get one of yours? Or you want to train the books this
time?
Okay.
Are you going to read it too? That is the beginning.
Okay, someone's dedicating this to their sister Krista.
Is that?
Yeah, I guess she really wants to get to that. Okay, in the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf.
Yeah, that's a tiny egg, and there's a caterpillar in that side of the egg. He saw the sun coming up, and then here goes the little caterpillar crawling around and trying to find, and then he's trying to go on a field trip.
Oh. So you know this story, huh?
Aaron, let you do it, okay? Because we're here to try to see if he can figure it. Okay? All right, why don't we finish? On Sunday morning, the warm sun came up, and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
Aaron, I'll tell you what. Do you want to do one later? If you let Dee do this one now, I'll do one with you later. How's that? Okay, we can tape that
one. I want to do the last one.
Okay, you can do the last one. Let Dee do this one.
He started to look for some food. You see him?
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry.
Nuts.
On Wednesday, he ate through three plums.
Three plums?
But guess what?
He was still hungry.
He ate through four strawberries, and tell me what? Figures, huh? On Friday, he ate through five oranges. Jeepers, he's pretty hungry, huh?
I know, he wants to get a bat.
On Saturday, he ate a piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop. What's that? A piece of cherry pie?
Yeah.
And what's that, a sausage?
Hot dog.
And a cupcake. And what else?
And a watermelon.
A watermelon? That night, guess what, Dean? He had a stomach ache.
Oh no, he's gonna get that. What?
The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. And after that, he felt much better. See this?
Yeah.
He tried that instead. He felt better that time.
Wow, it turned into a big butterfly.
Now he wasn't hungry anymore. And guess what? He wasn't little anymore either.
He was fat!
Out there himself.
And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was what?
A big, fat caterpillar.
Exactly. That's exactly what he looks like to me, too. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks.
Mommy, how do they go in the cocoon?
Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out. Did you know he could do that, Dave?
I told you.
A beautiful
butterfly. Oh, I forgot. That's what I meant.
And that's the end.
End of the story.
So they live happily ever
again.
You want to read it again?
I want to read this one.
Oh, okay. Eric, come sit over here. Would you do that? This one, Dean. Can you come sit with me? Because I want to show you. This is the story of the cat and dog, written by David Lloyd and illustrated by Clive Scott. Who walks through the door?
The
back door.
The cat.
Who walks pitter-pat down the garden?
Cat.
Who walks tiptoe along the wall?
Cat.
Who jumps down into the alley?
The cat.
Who goes scritch-scratch against the fence?
Okay.
Who walks tall tail between the bottles? Who should watch out around the corner?
Okay.
Watch out, cat. Dog. Oh, what do you know? What do you think's gonna happen next?
Knock over.
All the boxes and bottles and cans?
Could knock over.
Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip snap around the corner? The dog. Okay. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip snap round the corner between the bottles? He's getting closer. Who's getting closer, Dean?
The dog.
Quick, cats, quick. Who runs snip snap down the alley? Getting closer, getting closer.
The dog.
What do you think? Will we catch him?
What's that?
It's a picture of a clown.
Is it real?
Is it real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not real. He's pretending.
Snip, snap, jump, cat. What do you think, Dee?
He's getting closer and closer.
Okay. Jump, dog! Wow!
Can I see?
Who falls back down? Who's gonna fall back down? Who's that?
Jump that loud.
Well, you're gonna have to pick it up later.
No, I need to throw it in the trash.
Good, you can't eat things on the floor.
Come on, the dog's waiting to see what's gonna happen. He wants to see if he's gonna climb this cat. I wanna find out too. Okay, dog. He fell down, right?
The dog.
Oh, the dog's so scary.
Along the wall, who walks tiptoe?
The cat.
Up the garden and walks pitter-pat. Through the back door, who comes back? Softly, safely, cat. He went back home and said, I've had enough of that. The cat! He has a busy day, doesn't he?
You think the dog has a busy day chasing them all day too?
I want to be another book.
You want to be another book?
We only have those two. You want to get one of your own?
Want to go get one of your books?
Okay. You get two and then I can read Aaron one later.
Those are the only two books they brought today. So if you want to read, you're going to have to get one more book.
Can you read your story?
Jackson!
Aaron Carroll takes
Which one do you want? The first day of school or the elephant who forgot?
That's broken.
Oh, there's nothing much to read in that.
Sorry. Too little to read.
I hadn't realized that, Dee. Thanks. Want to read the elephant who forgot? Tusker the elephant's memory was really exceptionally fine. He stood on the bank of a cool jungle stream from 11 o'clock till 9. And all the animals from the jungle who needed to know what he knew could line up and ask him for advice in exchange for a peanut or two.
A peanut? Where's the peanut? Peanut's right here.
One morning, a lizard came to wake him and cried, "Tusker, hurry, it's late." And Tusker started to climb out of bed and he suddenly stopped and yelled, "Wait!" Tusker tried to remember all the things that he knew, and his heart immediately sank. He couldn't remember a thing at all. His mind had gone totally blank. It was pride that stopped Tusker admitting that he hadn't a fact in his head. So what if my memories vanished, he thought. I'll just make up some answers instead. "What shall I do," said the hippo, "to teach my young children to float?" Tusker's advice was not very nice. Why bother? Just build them a boat. The monkeys brought coconuts to him, saying, "How can we open all these?" "Just drop them," said Tusker. "They'll fall to the ground and they'll break with the greatest of ease." The gorilla's new carriage wasn't working. One wheel just wouldn't turn around. Why bother to mend it? Just pull off the rest and drag it all over the ground.
Why he won't drive it? Why he won't drive it?
Maybe he's gonna pull him. You think?
Maybe.
And so silly Tusker continued, getting everyone very confused. Coconuts seemed to drop out of the sky, making everyone battered and bruised. When Tusker saw all the commotion, he knew that they'd surely be blamed. He ran away from all of his friends, feeling very foolish and ashamed.
Ashamed?
What does ashamed mean?
Shame. That means don't do bad things.
"It's not his fault we're in trouble," said the rhino, shaking his head. "We depended on Tusker to think for us all."
That rhino shake?
What is that? That looks like a little mouse. And not resolve our own problems instead. They decided to bring Tusker home, and they sawed, hammered, and nailed to bring magnificent raft out of the trees and down the river they sailed. What's that mean?
A turtle. A camonimus.
spinning in the rapids. It was like...
This is a dragon.
A dragon?
Yeah.
He looks like a giraffe and...
They got dizzy from spinning in the rapids. It was like being stirred with a spoon.
Instead of the rapids.
Then they later saw Tusker looking very sad on the shore of the lonely lagoon. Come back, Tusker, they cried. You can help us paddle back home. It wasn't your fault you forgot everything, so you don't need to stay here alone. Oh, poor Tusker.
What, Tusker?
Yeah, he forgot everything.
What did he forget?
The way back home. The gorillas mended their wheel with a string and a considerable skill. The turtles were teaching the hippos to swim, and the monkeys invented a drill. So now all the beasts are quite proud of the thinking that they learned to do. And Tusker the elephant's memory returned to solve a problem or two. What do you think he's going to think of next week? He's going to get everybody going again. The alligator went back to the water. And the hippopotamus is going to swim back to his home. And the turtle. Where do you think he's going?
Home. Everybody's going home.
Oh. Look at the monkey. What's that?
Everybody's going home.
Well,
you're going to
get pretty busy, huh?
Because it's the end of the day.
Okay.
Last story?
Yeah.
You want more stories?
Bye. More stories?
Can you talk to me a little bit first? Hmm? Would you talk to me a little bit first?
You're Audrey, right?
I'm Melanie. No,
you're Melanie.
That's
you're
Audrey. Audrey.
Okay. You want to talk to Melanie?
Who's Melanie?
She's I'm Melanie.
She had a teacher named Melanie once. That's why she's like, wait a minute.
Oh.
They're playing tricks on me. Her name's Melanie Toothy. She wants to talk to me. She wants to talk to me.
You want to talk to me yet? Or you want
to
wait a while?
She seems pretty friendly to me. I think I would talk to her.
You always say I.
You like to play with her? But she just wants to talk.
A couple of minutes? And then you guys can play some toys. Oh, yeah.
Erin, why don't you come over here, honey, and let her sit over here so she can talk to you.
So what did you do this week?
You played at school on the weekend?
Yes.
On the weekend?
Yes.
Did you go somewhere with Mom?
Yes.
Where'd you go?
The aquarium.
The aquarium, ooh. What'd you see there?
Fishes.
Fishes, what kind of fish?
New creatures.
New ones?
Penguins.
Penguins, that's right. What did the penguins do? I've seen the penguins.
They eat.
Were they?
They were swimming.
They certainly were, all over the place, huh?
Yes.
And where do they swim?
In the water.
In the water? And what's in the middle of the water that they go to? Castle. Ooh.
Live there.
And they live there. What's another name for that? Do you remember?
Penguins.
Okay, they're the penguins. Do they live on the island?
No.
No?
In the water.
In the water. And they have a castle to what do they do at the castle?
In the water. The castle's in the water.
The castle's in the water. That's right. You're right. The castle's in the water. Whoops. Did that hurt?
No.
No? That's good. And what else did you do? What did you see? That you liked a lot. And you want your mom to take you back there.
Jumping in the
was it a hippopotamus or was it a whale?
A
Or the whale.
It was a whale, huh?
A whale.
What did the whale do? In the water and through what? A big what?
Ball.
A big ball?
Oh,
yeah.
He grabbed the ball.
He grabbed the ball, and he played with it where?
He put it on his hand and gave it back to the lady.
Yeah, he did. I remember that. You know what? I took my second grade class there one time to the aquarium. Our whole school went. And we saw the same whale show as you did. What else was there? Did he just play with the ball? And did he just swim? What else did he do?
Chew the
And what did they feed him? Do you remember?
Fish.
They fed him fish, right. And were there dolphins too?
Yeah.
And did they just swim around or did they jump up too?
Yes.
Yeah. And they could sort of balance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. And they balanced a ball on their nose, too?
No.
No?
They didn't.
Ooh. Well, it must have been a different show.
They weren't participating too well. There were a couple of tricks that she said, we're going to move on, because I can tell they weren't doing it.
Oh, really?
We got gypped.
Oh, did you see the big shark in the tank?
Yeah.
Did you walk up along? You can see the fish in the tank, can't you? Yeah, through that big window. Yeah. Did you go all the way to the top? And look down? Make sure it's running again. I know. Elizabeth Taylor always looks so out of place with children, too. You know? So, Danielle, what else did you do? Your mom said you went to what? Oh, and it's a pretty face, too, isn't it? So what did you go to before the aquarium, and you're going to go back?
I do the balloons.
You got some balloons there?
Yes.
Where? Was it...
Outside.
A pet show?
Yes.
It was a pet show you went to?
Yes.
Or was it something else?
It was a pet show.
It was a pet show? Was it a circus too?
No.
No?
It's not a circus.
It was not a circus?
No.
No?
No.
Are you pulling my leg?
No.
You giving me a hard time?
I'm not pulling your leg.
Not even a little bit?
I'm not even pulling your leg. Am I?
I don't know.
I'm not pulling it.
Okay, I believe you. Hands are empty, huh?
Wow, pull it right now.
Did you go on the boat too?
Yes.
Did you drive the boat?
No, my brother.
Your brother did, huh? Was he a good driver?
Yes.
Oh, that's good, because he's sitting there, so you better say yes, huh? And that was it for Saturday? That was a busy Saturday, huh?
Yes.
Yeah? Did you go out to eat this weekend?
Yes.
Did you? Where?
Yes. Nowhere.
Nowhere? So you just stayed at home this weekend for food?
Yes.
Well, but you got an extra big treat, because you got to go to the aquarium, so... And a circus. Well, not a circus. A pet show. Whoops. I think somebody's going to slip. You're not? No? And do you remember what happened today? Yeah. Do you remember what you did today?
Yes.
What'd you do?
What?
Did somebody come in with a big camera?
Yes.
Do you remember the name?
David.
Ooh. And the other one? Was there a girl?
Stephanie.
Ooh, good memory. Excellent memory. You're pretty amazing, huh? Yeah. Are you bright yet? Can you tell me what you usually do at school?
Play at school.
You play and what else? Anything else? Do you do circle time?
Yes.
And what happens at circle time?
Read books.
You read books. Ooh. You have a favorite book?
I teach to read books.
Do you read books too?
Yes.
Did you ever make up any stories?
Yes.
Yeah, so you could make your own books maybe someday, huh? Yeah. And do you get to play and color and stuff?
Yeah.
That's nice. Have you gone on any field trips?
Yes.
Yeah, and do you usually go to the park sometimes or
yes.
No?
When it's not a rainy day, we go to park.
Oh, that's nice. And are you there for lunch and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah?
No, we eat at school.
You eat at school? And then you go to the park or you take a nap?
Yes.
No naps?
I said yes.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I thought you said no. I mustn't have been listening too good, was I?
No, you didn't hear what you said. Ears. You hear when you've broken ears.
I heard with my broken ears, that's it. You think you had enough talking?
No.
No, you want to talk some more?
Nope.
No? Okay. Well, you want to play a little bit with your mom? Would you do that? And then we can go? And then we'll be all done? And then I got a present for you after you play.
Okay.
We got all sorts of stuff in here. You can just dump it out on the floor. And the puzzle's a plane because it's when it comes apart, it's kind of tough. So if you decide you want to play that, I just want to let you know. So I've got kind of idea right now.
Mm-hmm. You like the type of bird?
Yeah.
Dean, can you let us stay there?
Why?
It can hear us, that's why. And then we can listen to it back again. Okay?
I want to leave it on the floor if you want.
That's what you want to put down?
I know I'm gonna bring that.
Where the nose come?
Mommy, this can't be in there. You need a hold of me.
Oh, okay.
Got
it. Should I put them here until we're ready to go? You're bringing all these people?
No. This and this are the elephants. And I'll get mommy.
Bring that too?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Are you all set to go?
That's a puddle. For this.
We bring in animals this time?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when we're ready to go. Tell me when you think we have enough stuff to bring. You want to put the phone on the tray?
Mm-hmm. That'll be cool.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. That'll be nice.
We got enough of it, I guess. Where should we go for the picnic?
Get out of there.
On the grass?
Mm-hmm.
Or should we go downtown? Or should we go to Faneuil Hall? Where should we go?
The doll?
Uh-huh. Oh, we got the picnic cloth. We almost forgot the blanket, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to go?
Put this on here?
Mm-hmm. No, maybe we should carry it in a different bag. Maybe we can just be at the park already, and we could spread it out. Hungry and ready for something to eat?
We need a pencil.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should have a pencil.
still having our picnic?
Yeah.
You want to feed the animals first or the people first?
The animals.
The animal? What's animal food? What are we going to get?
Wait a minute. Let's get it. Oh. We forgot it.
We need peanuts for the elephant. I know that. Okay, give him just a few of them. So he might not get too many. And then if he wants more, you can give him more.
Yeah, there's peanuts and there's dinosaur things.
Dinosaur things too?
Dinosaur.
What are they? I didn't even know what dinosaurs were. What do dinosaurs eat? Do you know? What do dinosaurs eat?
Carrots.
Carrots?
I love carrots too. And peanuts. Let's write it down.
Write it down?
Can write it down?
So we can have a shopping list? Make a shopping list so next time we go on a picnic? Yeah, we know the elephant needs peanuts. What else is he going to want? You think he'll want anything else?
He wants, the people put to have, the coconut.
Coconut? So the elephants, all they have are peanuts, and the dinosaurs have in carrots, you said?
Yeah.
Can
you do this way?
What?
That's ugly.
No, that's beautiful. I don't see anything wrong with that. So Dee, what else are we going to do on our picnic? We didn't give the people anything yet. We fed the animals. They're all set. And what are we going to give the people? Maybe they want some tea, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Or would they like something else, you think?
We think we need to get up. So I think somebody's calling us.
Okay. See who it is, Dee, okay? While I feed the people, you see who's on the telephone.
Oh, hi. I'm Aaron. Are you doing good?
I'm trying to look for the other book.
No.
Who is it, Dee? See who it is.
Is this supposed to be like this? Do you have that working?
They called on their phone. They didn't speak to someone.
Hi. Amy. No. Bye. I need to go home.
Did you find out who it was? Mm-hmm. Did you take a message?
It was Amy.
It was Amy?
Mm-hmm.
What did she want?
She wanted to come over.
She wanted to come over and play?
Mm-hmm.
What did she tell her? Did she ask her mom if she could come?
No.
She didn't ask her mom?
She needed to come with, not her mom.
Who's she going to come with?
No, Boo.
She's coming by herself?
Mm-hmm.
She's big enough to come over by herself now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How old is she?
Seven.
She's seven? Wow. Pretty big girl, huh? Do you think you'll go places alone when you're seven? Hmm?
Yeah.
Sometimes? Maybe to the store?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big responsibility, don't you think so? You have to be what? Very careful? And what else? Names have letters, right? Letters to write names. do you think about this picnic? Is it getting hot outside?
No.
Should we go for a swim? You want to go?
Maybe let's build at home.
You want to build instead?
I want to build and make a house. Want to build?
Sure.
I like to build. What are you making?
That was a big one. But we need another one. Looks sorry, Mom.
That's okay. This rug is kind of bumpy, and it's going to be kind of hard to make them stand. Do you think you want to use the tray?
Tray?
Yeah, maybe we can move the dishes out. Maybe they'll stand up better.
No, that book could be what you've done right there.
Should I put it back?
Maybe you could use it with that.
So, Dee, do you think we'll have a good time at the Apple Circus next time?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they'll have there?
Good games.
Games? What else?
Good houses.
And what else?
They have good on things. I'll call the circus up.
Yeah, why don't you find out what they're going to have there? You could call them and say, gee, what time, you could find out what time they open up. You could find out what time they close.
Let me watch because I want to show you. I want to show you.
Your watch?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? Do you know?
I want to show it to everybody. Is it my jeans? Yeah.
I just want to know what time they open and what time if they have tickets for it so we can know when we should go down. Could you find out, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hold it? What's the time?
Call the operator and show you.
Tickets. What's that?
finish up the picnic and then maybe we can find out what that is.
Okay. Yeah. So did you find out where I can get tickets from?
Tickets? Not there yet. We need to get this too.
My shopping list. Is it all set? We find out what everybody wants? Okay. Do you think we should clean up?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to still play some?
Bring
more. Where do you want me to take this? Where do you want to take it?
We want to bring it to the store. Right here.
Bring it shopping with us?
Mm-hmm. Right here.
And what are we going to buy? You're going to look at your list and see what we're going to buy? Peanuts for the elephant and what else for the dinosaur? What did we say we were going to get for the dinosaur?
Let's get some peanuts. I mean, they eat carrots.
Carrots. Gee, I almost forgot. I'm glad we wrote it down.
And so we need to go for it. Because we need to give it to the man. Okay?
So should we pack up now? Maybe it's getting late. Maybe it's time for everyone to take a nap because everyone's getting pretty tired.
Pretty tired?
Yeah.
Okay, we can use this if everyone's getting tired.
Use that for what, a blanket?
Mm-hmm.
You think they want to take a nap at the park?
Yeah, they can sleep at the park. This is the park.
That's good. We are having fun too. Are we all set? Not yet?
Wait, when I take this off, then I can sleep.
What are you going to do,
Dee? Can I have the tea at the park?
Hmm?
Can I have the tea at the park?
What are you looking for?
I'm not looking for nothing.
You're just cleaning up?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing the dishes. Did we bring the baby? Let's bring the baby. This is the house. Then we need to bring this to. Then we need to bring this.
Okay. What are you gonna need that for?
To write it back.
Me to save it for you.
Do you want to wrap up?
Yeah, we were just finishing our picnic. Come on, Dave. Had a good time at the picnic, but you know what? I think it's time to pack up.
Can I go with one time?
Don't you have one?
Yeah, I was going to do one
last time. How many cars do you have? We're getting ready to pack up, honey. That's why we're not sharing cars right now. We're putting them away.
Because we're going to the park and eat there.
We already had a picnic. We had a dinosaur on our picnic. We had an elephant.
Now we can sleep at the park.
Dee, the elephants already had their nap and they're all ready to go back in their bag. They're waiting for you to put in their blanket.
Okay.
You want to fold it up?
My car, and then it's like this, and it's like this.
when they sleep like this, I'll put them on.
Wrap them up, you mean? I think I put them in here. You're gonna have to help me.
Thank you.
all the way. That's the main piece. That's the hard piece.
I was back.
It's a tough puzzle. And this is the other big piece. Where do you think that goes? Like that? Or maybe... And I've done this before, and I still have trouble with that.
That's a lot of your hat.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
There you go. I'll finish up.
I tell you, if you had to put that black piece right in there, I would have been lost.
What does that one look like?
More people. I'll put these cards in here.
Okay. Let's see. This is a tough one, huh? That one goes there. I think you might be right. Maybe the other way? Maybe that corner? Look at you.
Huh?
Good job.
No.
Good job. Almost done, aren't we? Let's get all the pieces together.
Can I help?
You can help. Can you put Can you put that one in?
Yeah. Where does this one go anyway?
Well, look at what it's shaped like.
Right here?
Well, try. You can try. Does that fit there?
No.
Where else is there a little shape like that? Right. Good job. Is that the right size for there? Is that a little too small, huh? Ooh, we've got lots of helpers now, huh?
Hey, I have this one.
Oh, no. Can you just stand up a little bit, Dee, and see if you got all the pieces under you? Are you sitting on some? Okay. Yeah, there's two.
Here. Where's this little one go?
That goes right. Only the other way, maybe? Turn it around. Not over, just around. Yeah. Good job.
I'll try this one too. This one.
Sure, does that one fit? Doesn't look like that one fits, no? A little too small. Does that one fit? Or no? A little too small too?
Does this one fit?
It
looks like it did. Who messed this up?
Up.
party favor, doesn't it?
Got used to it, didn't she?